You're on the radio. 101.
99% are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get up in here.
On the streets.
Full of problems.
Hey, everyone's around. Come on, put your hands up.
Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, 101.9 FM and cable in Vancouver and the surrounding areas, www.citr.ca online. My name is Aaron. I'm the host of this hour, Generation Annihilation, and I've got a great show for you today, and it is a two-part, the first part of a two-part series on the second wave of British punk. Yes, the Thatcher years provided, I guess, some of the most angst and angry and poignant music ever put to wax, and yes, we're going to hear that documented in two episodes. And yes, this first episode, we're going to focus on what is now known as the anarcho-punk scene. Back then, it might have been called the peace punk scene. Some might refer to it as the hippie punk scene or political punk or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, here it is. And yeah, very recently, there's been a book that came out called The Day the Country Died by Ian Glasper. Haven't got the book yet. I saw the movie, which was made by Roy Wallace, all about the anarcho-punk scene in the late 70s, early to mid-80s, which is what this show is comprised of. And yes, there's also been some columns in Maximum Rock and Roll by Lance Hahn. And yes, the anarcho-punk scene was based on trust, honesty, and respect, and it was very political, very motivated. At the time, all the big labels had given up on punk, and these people decided, like, hey, we'll do it ourselves. We don't need big labels dictating us what we should and shouldn't do. Let's do it ourselves. Let's put out our own records, and that they did. They kept them at low cost. The prices were always on the record. Pay no more than 85 pence, usually for a 7-inch. Pay no more than £1.99 for a record. All those records originally pressed are worth big bucks now, worth much more, but at the time, they wanted to make sure you got the value for your money, and yes, basically anybody could do it. You could work a photocopy machine and use a stapler while you could put out a fanzine. You had a guitar, knew two chords, knew how to, could sing a few words. You could form a band, and we're going to hear the band that most people think of when they think of anarcho-punk and peace punk, and that band is called Crass. They formed a movement in itself, and this is going back to 77 with a track called Major General Despair. If you'd like to hear something in this hour, in this content, 604-822-2487, that is 604-UBC-CITR, this is Crass.
Can you smell the new smell? Travelling through the air. Aye, I can, lad. It's a coming from over there. Over the hills, down in the valley, there's no buildings there. There's a nuclear power dump site. Someone doesn't care. Parliament says it's safe. But why not bury it there?
Ideologically uncool. Charlie Harper from the UK Subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
And yes, you are tuned in to Generation Annihilation, the spotlights on the early English anarcho-punk scene. And we started things all off with Crass, Best Before 1984, very anti-racist number there, going back to 1977 to the OS of Living. And Crass formed in 77. And they released their second album, Stations of the Crass. Feeding the 5,000 was released on Small Wonder Records. It sold 5,000 copies, and they had enough money to put out the Stations of the Crass. That sold 20,000 copies, and then they got enough money to market their own label, which is what we heard after that. We heard from Honey Bain from a Crass record, 7-inch, their first ever 7-inch, Girl on the Run. Fatal Microbes in the set after that on a Small Wonder 7-inch, Violence Grows. The Flex of Pink Indians, also on Crass Records after that, Tube Disasters. And we ended things all off with the Poison Girls with a track called Ideologically Unsound. And yes, that one's going back to 1979. That was on Crass Records as well, and was also on their own label. And the Poison Girls formed in 1976 in Brighton. They played over 500 gigs, put out 4 studio albums, broke up in the mid-80s, and vice versa. Their singer, she was a mom of 2 at the time. She was 40 years old. And, yeah, it's hard to believe that somebody would get into it that late in age and that early. But listening to those vocals, gee, she sounds very old. She sounds like she could be 70, which she probably is now. So, yes, we're going to hear another track from a Crass record, 7-inch. This is Zounds.
1, 2, 3, go. I've got an ego. It won't let me go. What am I gonna do? A, B, C, D. Paranoia's killing me. I'm dying on me. Aching feet. What a way to go. Roll up, roll up. People always stroll up. So why don't you grow up? No, thank you. Big cats, small cats. Some cats are fat cats. Those cats are bad cats. What we gonna do? There's an awful lot of people in the world today. There's an awful lot of trouble on the streets these days. And it doesn't seem to matter what you do or say. If a change is gonna happen, gotta help it on its way. A change's gotta come for too long, I know. A piece has gotta come and I could be wrong, I know. But I just don't know what I can do. You don't trust me and I don't trust you. I bet you wish you did and I know I do. Why have you got secrets? Because I know you have. If you've got something to hide then it must be bad. A change has got to come before too long, I know. Gotta come and I could be wrong, I know. But I just don't know what I can do. Can do.
Secretary, Mr. Douglas Hurd, said anarchist groups had been in London stirring up trouble, and he warned that the police are ready to use CS gas and plastic bullets. He said, I will not shrink from such a decision. It was the worst rioting ever seen on mainland Britain.
All the police are pushing to do was hold their ground. Organisation amongst the rioters was apparent, with crates of petrol bombs being moved up and some groups are trying to dig up paving slabs and other masonry for use as ammunition. The onslaught on the police lines were relentless and merciless. Small groups of police were hurt by pellets and a .38 bullet. The rioters forced the policemen to retreat.
Children's hands. Hi, this is Ollie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And this one is Annihilation number 3.
Yes, and just after half past the hour here on CITR 101.9 FM, and we are doing a spotlight on the anarcho-punk scene, late 70s, early to mid 80s, and we ended it all off in The Lost Cherries, Nothing New, and that this is from a Mortar Hate Records double CD, which recently came out. They were a band that were out from 1981, broke up 1986, and they were from Sutton, Surrey in the UK, like all these bands. This one is on Mortar Hate Records, a label that was started in the early 80s by the members of Conflict. And before that in the set, we heard from Conflict from the Rebellion Sucks release of a bunch of their tracks. And this actually originally came out on the Ungovernable Force release, 1985. The track was called The Ungovernable Force. And yes, Conflict were a force to be reckoned with. Not only when anarcho-punk was huge, but even after it had died down, they were still big. They played a show in 86 at the Brixton Academy. 5,000 people turned out, and there was a big riot afterwards. Conflict got banned from playing anywhere in the UK, so they had to call themselves different names. Conflict played Seattle last week. They're supposed to be coming to Vancouver May 31st. Icons of Filth in the set before that. That's another one on the Mortar Hate Records label. Great record going back to, I think, 1983, 1984. Onward Christian Soldiers. Saw the Children's Name of that, and that featured the late Stig on vocals. No longer with us, sadly. Icons of Filth also had a track on the Maximum Rock and Roll compilation, Welcome to 1984. And they were playing in the 2000s. They put out a record in 2002, 2003. I recently saw some footage of them playing in New York City in 2005, just before Stig's death. The System in the set before that, they were a band that formed in 1980, broke up in 1982. We heard a track called Their Decision. They put out a 7-inch on the Spiderleg Records label, record label that was formed from members of Flux of Pink Indians. And yes, The System put out their first full-length in 1997, and it was called Thought Control. Came out on Scald / Profane Existence Records, and yes, it a bunch of old tracks that never saw the light of day. Zound started things all off, another Crass Records single with a track called You Can't Change Karma. And yes, a lot of these bands had slogans. Crass's slogan was, "There is no authority but yourself." We're going to hear a band now called Amoebics. They're more on the metal side of things, but they were on the Spiderlegs record label as well. Their slogan was No Gods, No Masters.
Sure. crumbling gluttonous fools, never realise how. Shake the hand of death, this hand that bites you now. Want to eat the masters, show them what it's like. We have to give resistance, our life must be a fight.
Generation Annihilation, CITR 101.9 FM in this day of anarcho-punk, this hour of anarcho-punk. It's an anarcho-punk spotlight today. On the show, we ended that last set off with The Mob. They were formed in the late 70s in Somerset, England. The track we heard was called What's Going On. That was from a double LP called Let the Tribe Increase. Came out in the 90s on an American label, although the band broke up in the 80s. The Instigators in the set before that from the Nobody Listens Anymore LP on Blurg Records. Blurg Records, which was a record label formed by the members of Subhumans. We heard a track called Dine Upon the Dead. Like a lot of bands that were around in the 80s, they had a very strong animal rights view, which was what that song was about, Dine Upon the Dead. Rudimentary Peni going back to 1981 in the set before that with a track called Media Person. Rudimentary Peni formed originally in 1980, broke up in 83, got back together in the late 80s, and they've been going off and on ever since. And anytime, I guess, Nick Blinko, their singer, can get out of the mental ward, they're playing. Very crazy guy, I'm told, and he does some very crazy artwork, which was featured on all their covers. A lot of these covers on the Crass and on the Small Wonder and I guess the Spiderleg records had the big fold-out covers, and some of those had Nick Blinko's crazy artwork. Amoebic started things all off from their 7-inch, Who's the Enemy, No Gods, No Masters. That one's going back to 1983 on Spiderleg Records. Amoebic started the whole Crust thing, or they were a forefounder of it. They put out a record, probably the only anarcho-punk band to put out a full-length album on an American label back then. Their LP Arise came out in 1985 on Alternative Tentacles Records, and they broke up 2 years later, 1987. We're going to hear another act now on the Mortar Hate Records record label. It's on a compilation called We Don't Want Your Fucking War. And, yes, they were one of the less political bands of the movement, although I'm told the members were straight edge, and they even did a Minor Threat cover. They're called Admit Your Shit, and the name of the track was called You're Just a Joke. You're just...
Why do you feel like you die that way? Why be certain I want to do? Serve your country, do them proud, and block the world with a mushroom cloud. Win yourself a shiny medal, graft away and push the pedal. Then go home to mum and dad, they'll pat you on the back and say you didn't do bad. Dad'll whip you upstairs to show his book of wartime affairs. Pictures in his album of rotting flesh, mangled bodies in barbed wire mesh. Mum's downstairs and she's figuring out, so she calls you down with an angry shout. How come there's blood in your khaki suit, a bit of flesh on your combat boot? So explain to her and she understands about the blood and violence to save the land. There's one little fact that I missed out. What is this fucking war about?
Civilization doesn't diminish. We'll be right back.
All right. Winding up this edition of Generation Annihilation, winding up this spotlight on the UK narco-punk scene, and this is Anti-Sect from the In Darkness, There Is No Choice record. Going back to 1983 on Spiderleg Records. The fallout in the set before that from the We Won't Be Your Fucking Poor compilation, a double album from bands all over on the Mortar Hay Records label. AIDS Charade was the name of the track. Song all about how at the time the Sun newspaper was discriminating against gays, saying that they were the cause of AIDS. Great song. Hadn't heard much else by the band. Anti-System in the set before that from the Defense of the Realm EP, No Laughing Matter. Anti-System were from a place called Bradford. And yes, very anti-war stance in that song. Actually, the name of the track from Anti-System, yes, the name of the release was called Defense of the Realm. Name of the track was called Service 1000 Rifles, and yes, members of Anti-System actually did some time for animal rights activities, direct action against vivisectionists. Direct action was a common practice in those days. Psycho Faction in the set before that. They're an act, they didn't have too much out, but this is on the anti-war compilation put out on Overground Records by Sean McGee, who is in the band. They never released any records. They put out some demos, and yes, here's a track. It's called Threats. AYS started the set off from the We Won't Be Your We Don't Want Your Fucking War album on Mortar Hate Records. We heard a track called You're Just a Joke. And yes, this concludes another edition of Generation Annihilation. Check out the podcast of this show, www.citr.ca. Check out our playlist, www.streetpunkradio.com. Check out all this stuff. Check out the movie, Day the Country Died. Check out the book as well, Cherry Red Books, cherryred.co.co.uk. We're going to hear an act now. Not only are they my favorite act of the anarcho-punk scene, they're probably my favorite act of all time. They are Subhuman. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next.
Welcome to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Jeff the Metal Pimp. Yes, I'm back to whore some more metal for you folks out there. And I am back from the Inferno Metal Fest that happened last weekend out in Oslo, Norway.